On Election Day, while the broadcast networks and news channels are tallying winners and losers in prime time, HBO is presenting a political documentary. It's a behind-the-scenes look at George W. Bush's presidential campaign in 2000. TV critic David Bianculli says it's impressive and amazing for how behind-the-scenes it actually gets.
You can watch the evening news or BBC World News. You can watch the public affairs shows on Sunday mornings or the screaming talk shows on cable. You can get a sense about how the very serious game of politics is played from Nightline, or from C-SPAN, or from the West Wing. Sooner or later, it all starts to look pretty much the same. But tomorrow night's documentary on HBO, which follows the campaign of George W. Bush from the day he announced his candidacy for president to the day he actually won, looks remarkably different. Alexandra Pelosi, an NBC producer in her late 20s, shot the film as a personal video diary of her 18 months on the road with the Bush press corps. The documentary is called Journeys with George, and one way to demonstrate how much access and playfulness she got on film is that its title was suggested by Bush himself, on camera. It's worth noting that Pelosi is a Democrat from a connected political family. Her mother, a California congresswoman, is Nancy Pelosi, the minority whip. It's also worth noting that Pelosi, though a behind-the-scenes producer, is a character. She always dresses in purple with fingernails painted to match. She has a master's degree in media studies, and she's a bit of an outsider. She's not swept up in Bush's politics, but she's not really a central part of the press corps either. She's an outsider in both camps, which makes her film from the inside that much more revealing. Journeys with George was shot on a small handheld video camcorder. At first, it was just Pelosi's video diary of her days and nights on the press plane, or in the back of small-town auditoriums listening to Bush deliver the same stump speech. But when Bush lost the New Hampshire primary to John McCain, Bush's handlers instantly made him more accessible and put the reporters and the candidate together on the same plane. That's where Bush first interacted with Pelosi's camera. He joked about her filming, but he not only allowed her to continue, but played to the camera. From that point on, Pelosi had a real documentary on her hands. On one occasion, she even had it in his hands. When the candidate's bus breaks down on the way to one campaign stop, he's herded onto the press bus. Bush sits with Pelosi as she films him. Then he takes her camera and begins filming her, and asking her some personal questions.
Okay, let's be serious.
Okay, let's be serious. If you were a tree, what tree would you be?
Yeah, exactly. I'm not, I'm a bush. Let's see, I'm a little quicker than you think, Alexander. Let me have that thing.
There you go.
I saw you walking along a secluded road the other day with a Newsweek man. Now, it's none of my business what your private life is like. But let me ask you this question. Was that just a social encounter with Newsweek man?
That was strictly professional.
Professional? Nothing
As
social
another,
about it.
As a fellow member of the press corps, yes. We were discussing your alternative minimum tax and how your tax plan versus the McCain tax plan.
And you felt like you had to hold his hand in order to be able to have that amplify the discussion?
Journeys with George does film Newsweek man and Financial Times man and Dallas Morning News man and lots of other members of the journalistic pack. Sometimes it's funny, with the reporters exhibiting wit and charm. Other times, it's not flattering at all. Bush comes off the very same way. What's most striking about this documentary is how candid it all is. The closest thing to it is Timothy Krause's landmark book about the 1972 presidential campaign, The Boys on the Bus. And that was 30 years ago, and in print. For Pelosi to capture so much of the actual process, an actual candidate, on video is something I wouldn't have thought possible, especially in a setting where everyone around her is painfully aware of the impact of being filmed. I'm still not sure how she got away with it, but she got such a good film out of it, I'm really glad she did.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer this week is Roberta Schirach. Our engineer is Julian Hertzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Sue Spolin directed the show. And today we're very happy to welcome our new associate producer, Ian Chillog. I'm Terry Gross. We'll close with a track by the Dutch jazz musician and composer Willem Bruecker, who is 58 today. This is Bruecker's arrangement of a movement from Erik Satie's composition Parade, which was first performed in 1917 during World War I by the Diaghilev Ballet, with a libretto by Jean Cocteau and costumes and sets by Pablo Picasso.
Support for Fresh Air comes from the listeners of WHYY in Philadelphia, where Fresh Air is produced, and by Bantam Books, a division of Random House, publisher of I, Richard by Elizabeth George, author of A Traitor to Memory. This is NPR, National Public Radio.